Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. As some of our listeners may know, our friends at JLab Audio have been sponsors of Major League Soccer for some years now. What you may not know is they also make microphones. That's right, so if you're thinking of starting a podcast or you just want to impress your friends on Zoom calls, the JLab Talk Pro is the way to go. We got our mics recently, and I've been very pleased with the sound quality. It has four directional patterns, and all you have to do is plug it right into your USB port, and you're ready to record within seconds. It also looks amazing, so check out their mics, people. You won't be disappointed.
And you're eating your soup.
So here, I have a couple topics. Do you want to run through some of these real quick? Like 10, 15 minutes? Best coach in the league, who are you taking? Who are you taking the best player MLS opening weekend? Do you want to run through a couple of them?
If you ask them, but we'll make it like kind of like quick hitters, kind of. We'll get through them.
Yeah, quick. That's what I'm saying. All right, just quick hits.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hypotheticals. Okay. Hypotheticals. You can draft, you're starting a franchise. You can draft a player or a coach right now. To start your franchise, Gordo, who are you taking?
In the world?
No, MLS, Major League Soccer. Okay. It's what is it? A supplemental draft? Supplemental draft, but no players are protected. You can take whoever you want, coach. And you know what? We'll leave it coach. Coach or player?
I'm taking Carlos Vela.
Carlos Vela.
I'm taking him. I don't know how old he is, but I'm taking him. You know, he might be 37.
He's like 32, right, dude?
I think this guy's phenomenal. I haven't seen him this year. I think last year, obviously, he took off because of COVID. But this guy does whatever he wants, dude. I think he's phenomenal. I think he's just a talent that you can't replace, and you got to have X factors to win games in this league.
With the most boring answer ever in the history of the league, Alan Gordon. Thank you very much. Sal Zizzo.
If I had player or coach?
Player or coach. You're the owner. You get to start and you can cherry pick. I'll throw GMs in there too. You want a GM?
Oh, wow.
You take any individual in the league right now to start your franchise. Who's your number one pick?
Jeez, I'd probably... Oh man, that's tough. But could I bring back Jesse Marsh? Because he would be my pick.
No, gotta be in the league right back. Now. In the league today.
I'd bring him back. I'd make him the coach. But in the league today.
He's the owner, dude. You can't put rules on it. You can't give him the power and take it away.
Well, based on the Super League, you absolutely can. So
you can. True.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably go with I don't know, man. That's a tough question.
I'm full of them. I'll toss the other.
I'm trying to think of like an obvious answer, but I feel like if I think of someone, I'll probably be forgetting of someone that's even better, you know?
I'm going to go opposite. So I'll take a GM number one. I'm taking who? Garth Lagerwey, number one.
That's a dumb pick.
Is it? Is it a dumb pick? This guy has all he does is build successful franchises. Won a cup with a no-name franchise in Real Salt Lake with the smallest budget in the league, and then goes to Seattle and just builds a dynasty. And now he's got arguably the best franchise in North America. Yeah, I'm taking it. Thank you. That's the right answer. So
I mean, come on, dude. He won in Salt Lake. Good for you. Okay. A lot of teams have done that. They won 1 year. Okay. They won one year. So like a lot of teams in MLS have won 1 year. So you can't put him aside. I don't want to knock him and say he's not doing anything well because he is, but then he goes to Seattle at the right time. They give him, and at this point, they were the power club who was throwing money first. So they were losing though.
We were beating them. They hadn't won.
What, in Seattle?
Yeah.
How many years had they been in the league?
I mean, they were winning open cups before. They've been winning forever, dude.
They've always won.
No.
Yes, they were winning A-leagues all the time. Yes, they came in. They didn't win for like 2 years, and they were the best, you know, startup franchise at that point. You know, they were the ones that proved that you could win the first year, if I remember correct. They weren't shit. They were winning, and then he goes in. He gets all the money. He can do whatever he wants. You know, best stadium, all the dollars. He got all the dollars, dude. And they're printing money, and everybody wants to play there. So, I mean, like, yes, he's done a good job, but it's dumb. You take him to somewhere else, then you're going to, I mean, it's a wasted pick.
Well, wait, why, how is it? Wait, how is this a wasted pick? A lot of clubs win one-offs, right? So yeah. Based on that, Garth Lagerwey is not my pick, but he took that and then he went again. And what he's done on a consistent basis in Seattle, no one else is doing.
No, I think he's good. I think it's a stupid first pick. Yeah, I think he's good.
That's kind of where I'm at. It's very. You went with
a 33-year-old Mexican international that doesn't play for his country anymore, and we're not sure how long he's going to stay in the league. So
I'll tell you what. I'll go with a Seattle forward, Rui Diaz, who, obviously there's probably some better players in there, but he's fresh off my mind because we recently played Seattle in a friendly a week and a half ago. And he came in at half and was a handful. So
you gotta have a goal scorer.
So, and is he that good?
He's as advertised. Yeah, very good, very quick. Kind of. One of those small shifty guys that always seem to cause problems, like a similar to like a Giovinco or like a David Villa like esque type guy.
All right. So let me give you this one. You have, all the coaches in the league right now. You're starting a franchise. You pick a coach. Who are you taking?
I'd probably go with like...
Who's the best coach in the league right now?
I mean, you can... You got to throw Caleb Porter in the mix, winning two MLS Cups with two different teams. I think that's...
Gosh, in his second year, or whatever it was, you got Caleb Porter,
you got Peter Vermes, you got Bob Bradley, you got Bruce Arena. I mean, those are just the obvious ones. Those are the obvious names.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Even Curtin over there at Philadelphia.
Jim Curtin for me is probably my pick.
Is he
for me? And granted, he's a Philly boy and I'm a Philly boy and I love to support that. But what he's doing right now, similar to probably my line of thinking with Garth on competing on the stage that he's competing on with the budget that they're competing in with Philadelphia and the way that the union operates, dude, it's pretty impressive what he's done. And I will also say that the ownership group giving him the leash that he's had to build what he has is also paramount to finding that success, which we don't see in professional sports right now.
He would have been gone at 90% of franchises.
90% of those clubs. Right.
Super pumped for a guy like us. Jim was a guy like us. He was one of us, you know, and he went and he took a club and he did the, you know, we talked to Pablo 2 weeks ago about this. Pablo, Jim did the same thing. He went into this super young and Pablo told us, you know, what it felt like to be in that locker room coaching, right? And he stumbled through a lot of years, but they stuck with him and he's doing fantastic, which is great. You know, I hate, you know, something about Caleb Porter rubs me wrong, but you're not wrong, Sal. And he was kind of going to be my pick as well, because you got to give a guy credit who, you know, can switch clubs and win games. you know, and so yeah.
And even you know Schmetzer always getting it done in the playoffs with Seattle. I mean, I know he's, you know, more the traditional kind of player manager and lets his assistants kind of do the tactical side of it, but just as a you know leader for the club of Seattle, I mean, right, he's gone to the finals almost every year. It's kind of crazy.
Are you taking either of the old dogs in, Bob or Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've heard a lot of stories about both of them, you know, and Gargs, you were there with Bruce, and he does things that are super amazing. And neither one of us is going to say that he's the best coach in the league, and that's the question. And because he's not, but could he be my pick? Yes.
Yeah.
And he might be, dude, because this is because a guy that's going to win. He's going
to
win.
You'd be an idiot to ever bet against Bruce. Would you ever bet against Bruce?
No. You can bring a franchise like New England from the dead and just know that they'll be successful under Bruce.
He wins everywhere. Yeah. He wins everywhere. He's not a great coach, but he's a brilliant manager and sticks to his gut and wins games.
I'm going to revise my pick. I'm taking Bruce.
Totally. It'd Bruce be stupid and, not to.
And I'm putting Jim on his staff. I'm signing them both.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Last, let's go another one. I got, let's talk about just the teams. So who's, after 1 week, you got to pick a team to win cup. Who are you taking?
I'm still taking, I think Columbus. I think they're going to probably repeat, in my opinion. They only got better from last year, adding like Kevin Molino and Bradley Wright Phillips.
I mean, where did that pick? How do you get a guy like Kevin Molino on that roster?
Honestly, I don't know, but I don't even know where all these guys are going to play half the time. If Caleb can just keep them happy and keep them motivated, I don't see how anybody in the long run will outdo them.
What is Caleb Porter's strong suit, Sal? What is his best asset?
Yeah, he's got a bit of everything. I mean, he carries like the reason why Gordo kind of – why he rubs Gordo the wrong way. He kind of like – you feel like you're on his side and it's like us against the world kind of mentality. And I felt that a little bit with Jesse as well. He's – not to mention how good he is, you know, tactically – he can kind of also get you motivated to kind of run into a brick wall a little bit. So I think he's got a little bit of both. Yeah, I was with him for a year in Portland. We won. We went to this conference finals and lost to Seattle the year that Seattle lost to Kansas City in the finals in penalties. But yeah, that year was and that's coming from me who that year I played mainly as a substitute, only started a few games.
Yeah, you know, and so you could have every reason.
Yeah,
to be like,
exactly.
He's a jerk, right?
And I think he's a good coach. Is there still stuff he probably needs to work on from like a player management perspective, you know, with young players and things like that? Probably. But ultimately, if you want to bring in a coach that is going to win, I think he's the guy, and that's why I think Columbus is the team.
Gordo, did you watch any Major League Soccer this weekend?
Dude, I watched probably more Major League Soccer than I have in years. I don't know what was into me. You know what is unbelievable, dude? I couldn't believe the goals that I was seeing this week.
Yeah.
I could not believe it, dude. And I'm sitting in the suburbs in Colorado, and these dads have never watched soccer ever, you know. And I'm like, you know, they're just
like, you can juggle it out of the air and volley it from 30 out. You're like, yeah, of course, Jim.
You know, they're like, holy smokes, you know, that was awesome, you know. But it was like banger after banger after banger, and I kind of like was just sitting there, and I was like, this league. I've done it every season for the last 4 or 5 years, or maybe, you know, and I've just been like, this is a real league, dude. We got guys that are banging goals that are like, that stuff wasn't happening when we were, you know, when we were talking to Herc about, you know, our day back in the day. I mean, there was a few here and there, but those were the goals of the year. And yeah. I think I said it like four times this weekend. And it's week
Goal of the year. One. Yeah, for sure. The goal of the year was Nagby's last year, right? And didn't the kid from Seattle duplicate it and do it better?
He did it better.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah. So, that's the one thing that I took from the weekend. It's a real league. It's a really fun. It's beginning MLS soccer. Let's just be honest. The reason we didn't watch it is because it was terrible. You know, like it wasn't that
you didn't watch it.
It wasn't that fun to watch, dude. But like these games are great.
Yeah.
These games are
I found myself pretty highly entertained watching them and like getting excited to watch, you know, Inter and Galaxy and all that. Yeah.
It was great, dude. I mean, watching Seattle pump them, and I hate Seattle, but you know, watching Seattle play, it was fun to watch. It was entertaining. I watched the entire game. And the and the goals were great, and the league's getting really good, and it's awesome, awesome to watch.
All right, so who are you taking? Are you taking anybody? You got to put your money on somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Seattle, dude. Why would I pick against Seattle? Yeah, how many times like have that. They been in like the final lately? Yeah. I mean, are they run down now or what?
Jordan Morris is hurt a little.
Jordan
bit.
Jordan Morris is out.
He's out.
Well, they didn't have him. They didn't have him yesterday, and they looked really good. Imagine they get him back, you know, or this last week. I mean, they just have a winning culture. They're gonna get there, and it comes down to the final, and the final is anybody's game. So I'm gonna pick. You know, I need LAFC to prove that to me. So I'm going to take, you know, who's been doing it. I'm going to take Seattle, and you know how much that hurts.
Dan, I could guess who you're going to pick.
Okay.
Philadelphia.
100%.
No.
No?
No. I think Philly is a legit team, and I think that they've turned the corner and they're going to be a consistent franchise, which I think they've earned. But they're not there. They sold too many pieces and they haven't put enough stock back into it. Now, can you live on magic for an entire year? I think it's really tough to do. And I think that Curtin's got those dudes playing at a high level. They believe in themselves. There's the confidence, there's the swagger, there's all those things, but you still, at the end of the day, you run up against Rui Diaz and you still have to play against guys like that. And I don't think that they're there yet, but they could be great for the entire year. I could see them winning Supporters Shield again, because I think that the East is probably a little bit softer than the West. And now with the way that the schedule is, it's going to be, you know, you're playing primarily conference games. So I think I'm on your team, Sal. I think I'm going Columbus. I think they were playing too good last year.
They look
good. And for me, the biggest piece is their best players are still prime players. Like their front three plus Nagby plus Artur, who doesn't even get talked about, plus Jossie. Yeah. I mean, it's just there are too many guys in this team that are guys that are hungry for more, and they're going to win. And they now have tasted the winning. And now to what you're talking about in terms of Porter, they believe that they can win. And they are, you know, this whole narrative around Columbus is crazy. Like what they've done over the past 3 years, just in terms of the ownership group and then salvaging the city. And now you got everybody. I mean, all that energy, you can't replicate that. I think it'd be tough to bet against them. So I'm taking them. I also think that New England has a real shot, because I think it's tough to get bet against Bruce. And I also think that Bo is a killer. I think he's incredible. And Carlos Hill I think he's probably the best player in the league for me. I think he's absolutely phenomenal. And that's my MVP. So that's my second thing. You got an MVP?
Who's MVP? Who's the Hill guy? Who does he play for?
Carlos Hill.
Hill. I got to watch this guy. Which team?
He's next Philly? Level stuff. Yeah. New England. Revolution.
Right. I'm going to watch this guy.
Give me your MVPs.
MVP. I mean, I can't see why, if he's healthy all year, why Carlos Vela just can't like do it again and just be like at least scoring in the 20s goals. 20 assists, playing at LAFC, good players around him. I could see him winning again. I don't see how I just can see a the odds-on favorite, I shall say. I think he has the best chance.
Has there ever been a repeat MVP?
Did Preki win it back to back?
Who won it last year in the short?
We're gonna have to get a fact checker.
Who won it in the short New Year last year, Dan?
Diego Valeri.
Oh, Valeri won last year? No.
Did he really? No.
No.
I honestly don't know, but that.
No, it was. Was it not Vela?
No, no. Vela won the year before.
Year before. I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to fact check that. Nino, you can trim that part.
Yeah.
yeah. What? Okay. So then, all right. Who wins the Golden Boot? Does Joseph Martinez score 17 goals over or under?
Under.
Yeah. Way under. I'm going to go under. I think he needs to get his body in a little bit better shape.
He'll go in and out of injury.
He'll get it together. I mean, he's Joseph.
He won't be a bust. He'll score 12, which is respectable, but he ain't going for 33.
No,
he ain't going for 30. So he ain't breaking 17.
I don't think so. What do you think? Did you see? Atlanta, he looks thick.
Yeah, he looks thick. He looks thick.
Atlanta fans ain't going to be happy to hear that, but I think I agree. I don't think he's. Man, I think you got to have another real threat in Atlanta that's going to put balls in the back of the net. And I don't know if I've seen anybody on that team right now who's going to put 10 goals in the back of the net outside of Joseph.
And I think you hit it on the head. It's less about his thickness than it is about him not having Al Marone running crazy. And they were wild for those 2 years there. They were so good.
And having a guy like Julian Gressel, who he connected well with, who put perfect Gressel's balls in the box. Well, right? I mean, so, he's in DC. So,
I agree with that. Yeah, that's going to be tough for him. I mean,
give him penalties. Penalties, what, he'll get 4 or 5 maybe if he's starting at, every game, because he's been coming off the bench lately. But,
All right, so let's stick with the over under. Chicharito, the line for Chicharito, 15.5, over or under?
Yeah,
I'm going over.
I'm going under.
You're going under, Sal.
I'm going under. Yeah.
Hot start, dude. Hot start. He's a poacher.
That he scored 2 in the first game is kind of gives me a little hesitance to say.
I like that he's going. I like under, that
but,
about you.
But I still think. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in like the Galaxy yet. If they are, let's just say this: if they're a playoff team, he's scoring over. But if they're not making the playoffs, he's scoring under.
I'm taking the over for Chicharito. But I also think that they're gonna win games like 5-4 because their back line is still so bad. Their defense is all over the shop, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why they can't sort it out, but I mean, Greg Vanny's gonna.
Yeah, Vanny's good too. That's another thing. I don't know. I have a feeling
he's not really a defensive-minded guy. He likes to spread it out a little bit, right? But he'll bring You think he'll bring that 3-5-2? Turns into a back five, right? He loves doing that.
I don't know. I don't think he has the personality to do that. I don't think he's got the players. He don't have the athletes. I don't know. All right. Does David Beckham's Miami team make the playoffs?
No.
Yeah.
How many teams make the playoffs? 6? 8?
8, I believe.
8?
More are making it this year, I believe. I might say yes, because I feel like a lot of teams make it, and... What is it? Only 8 teams aren't making it, right?
Yeah. No, from each side. What is there on each side? 16? No.
No, there's 27 total teams, right?
27.
Or am I off? Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I think they squeak in. I think there's some teams in the East that are a little bit below them. I don't know if Montreal is where they are. I know they won, but... I don't know if Toronto may be interesting to see how well they do. I do believe in Chris Armas, but I don't know if they have the talent there that they've always had.
Was Armas around when you were there?
Yeah, he was at Red Bull with me. love them to death. I just don't know if they have like the guys there that can get it done, and they have some aging big time players there. So that's another team. DC is another team that's, I don't know if they're there yet. So I don't know. I could see Inter.
They'll be right Miami in the mix, dude. That's a good.
But I could see them being in the mix. Yeah.
I'll go. They got some talent, dude.
Even Red Bull. You don't know. Red Bull's got a new coach. Like, they've made the playoffs all these years. Normally they're shoe-ins for the playoffs, but you don't know that they're going all young players right now.
New York Red Bull. I'm selling them.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know about Neville. Is he going to be a good coach or not? You know, like I watch him, you know, and it looks like he's very engaging. He's very engaged, but it's like,
Gordo, we've talked about this. One of like my biggest pet peeves of any player, anybody that's on a field, when they do something and their first look is to the coach, it drives me crazy.
Me too. It drives me crazy with kids too. I see it all the time.
So and it drives me bonkers. So I'm watching the game, and I'm watching the Miami Galaxy game, and what happens? But they score their first goal, and who does Neville look at?
Who?
Turns around, David Beckham, and looks up to the stands and goes like this to David Beckham.
Oh, that's painful.
Dude, I was like, oh my God, what was that? What was that? Ew. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Dude, that's so bad. Could you imagine me doing that to you?
Oh.
Yes, we did it.
Yes.
No, it's bad. Like, I see his antics on the field. It looks like he's young. You know, it looks like he's a young coach.
Gordo, were you in Galaxy in 2014 or no?
Yeah.
Were you sorry, 2013? Were you there?
No.
Okay. There was one game where we were with Portland and John Spencer had just been fired, and Gavin, who is the GM, took over. And it was the game where Beckham scored the bender and kind of just like looked up and gave like a shrug to Kane, that game.
Yeah.
And we went up 1-0 in that game. And it was right after our coach had been fired, and Gavin did that. He looked up to Merritt, our owner, and was like, yeah.
No.
And then we just got pumped 5-1, just like Beckham scoring. Kane doing his cartwheels. Dude, it was madness.
He was doing his cartwheels.
Yeah, it was madness.
That's great.
My God. All right. Are you buying Greg Vanney's LA Galaxy? Have the LA Galaxy figured it out?
No, I don't think they have. They're not going to be a top third team. I think they'll be right in the middle. I think they're going to go through a stretch where they're going to get pumped. Like you said, you know, their defense isn't strong enough. You know, they go on the road, difficult to score, and they don't look that dangerous to me. You know, they can win. At the Galaxy Stadium, pitch is huge. They know how to play there. But you start going on the road, you just need a little bit more. So I think they'll be teetering. I think they'll be right there with Miami, you know, on the other side, you know, just fighting to get in. I really do.
For me, roster as is, I think they're, like Gordo said, like a fringe playoff team. But I also don't think that's going to be acceptable for their owners or their club. I think that if at any point during the season, and maybe even soon, I think they're getting a few more good players to add to that team.
They just bought the two wingers, right?
Okay. Which
no one's really seen yet. I mean, those are two big expenditures, which you got to see if they work with Chicharito.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, right? At this point, it's live or die on Chicha.
Yeah, I think they're like around four in the West, four or five.
And I do think that's dangerous to live and die by Chicharito. I really do. Yeah. I mean, because the thing that I saw last year when he was struggling is there was so much pressure, and I liked his interview and everything, but it was almost like everybody felt that pressure, you know, like they were trying to get him a goal, you know, like, and when they shouldn't, it wasn't flowing. It was like they were forcing it. You know, because they needed him to get a goal, you know, and it didn't work. He's just not that player. He needs to be the guy that, everybody's worried about everybody else, and he nicks a goal here, you know, and he nicks a goal there because you forget about him. And I just don't know if they have that talent.
All right, last one for you. Is Minnesota United for real?
Me? I'm going to say no.
Style.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're going to make the biggest regression from the West. And I may even say that.
And you may even go.
I might even go as far to say as
they're the first team to get relegated out of them.
their coach could be on the hot seat, in my opinion.
What? No, I actually.
Yeah, I think so. Mark my words that I think there'll be a big regression in Minnesota.
I think Heath is super tight with the owner. I think he's turning around and giving him this one. You know,
maybe. Okay. If that's the case, I didn't know that, but
I think they're really tight. I think he would have already been canned, but I don't disagree with you. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know more about them than I should. And, you know, I shouldn't, because they didn't look great.
To be honest, I always thought they were overachieving to be fair.
They were. They got on a hot run. I think it was a hot run. I'm with you, Sal. 100%. It was a hot run.
I don't get how their stock. I feel like they're a bubble stock. I feel like all of a sudden somebody said that they were hot and nobody else had any original ideas. And everyone was like, oh, okay. Yeah. They're the best team in the league. And now all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah,
Minnesota's their GameStop. Minnesota's GameStop. Their time is kind of stalled a little bit. And I think we could see a bubble bursting, like you said.
Is Robin Fraser going to do it in Colorado?
I'd also have to say no, just because the resources there, until they start spending some money over there, I don't see it changing in Colorado, no matter what coach you put in.
Yeah, I don't see it. I haven't seen the influx of talent or anything like that saying that they're going to do it. And you know, as well as anybody, you know, it doesn't even have to be about Robin Fraser. It's tough to win in Colorado.
It's tough for me to name a few guys on their roster at this point,
the organization, you know, is just not putting, you know, it's not helping them out a little at all. Right. So it's going to be an uphill battle for anybody to win here. It was quite the task that they won here in 2010, but they did it. I mean, but you know, it's MLS.
a different time.
It was a different time. Those times are leaving us because these power clubs are being built, and you see, that's why you see Seattle constantly in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, they're either losing the MLS Cup or winning it. It seems like, you know,
that's pretty wild.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.